AIDS Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
In Afghanistan, we've taken 20 years to lose to goat herds with fertilizer. And they're not even waiting until we leave to loot Bagram Air Base for basketballs and boomboxes. And the world's most lavishly funded and entirely useless general staff thinks we need more diversity seminars.
So that's Mark Stein filling in last night on Fox. He's really good and a good writer, but he was making, his argument was we spend too much time in our military worried about political correctness now. You remember the thing, what was the thing last week that General Milley was on? Oh, critical race theory.
Right. But, and whether recommending reading that was a good idea or not.
See, I'm leaning toward getting out of Afghanistan and have been for about 15 years. So I'll be interested to see what our next guest has to say. We always go to Mike Lyons, but we want to know this stuff. But this is from The Onion. Somebody sent this. This is from The Onion in 2011, 10 years ago. This is on the 10-year anniversary of being in Afghanistan. The Onion headline was, and remember, The Onion is a joke newspaper.
Parody.
The Onion headline was, U.S. quietly slips out of Afghanistan in dead of night. And there are some reports that that's what we did just a couple nights ago, leaving the Air Force base and not telling anybody and just, we're out.
Well, let's talk to military analyst Mike Lyons, who served with various military organizations in both the United States and Europe throughout his career. He is a student of history, military history in particular, and we always enjoy his perspective. Mike, how are you, sir?
Hey, guys. So great to be back with you.
We have no problem with being corrected on any of our beliefs, assumptions, or things we know about what's going on anywhere in the world. What is currently happening in Afghanistan? Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, first of all, I do agree we should have been out maybe 5 years ago. I think Donald Trump should have made it a priority of his administration when he first got elected and just basically gave everybody the Heisman and said, this is what we're doing. The military-industrial complex, though, wasn't finished testing equipment, wasn't finished, you know, the Army still didn't have a mission, couldn't figure out, you know, how they were going to make that happen. I do think it's the right thing. It's going to be back to the future, though. We're going to go back to 1999 and 2001 very quickly. The Civil War will start. The Taliban now controls something like 80% of the land districts in the country already.
Wow.
Without even just giving up the air base. Yeah. And so, the military's gone. The contractors are still being gone. You're going to see, unfortunately, we can't vet any of these interpreters. That plan is going to go out the window. So there's going to be a lot of people that trusted us that are going to end up losing their lives when the Taliban takes over here. But again, it probably should have happened years ago, to your point.
Wow. Hey, can we take a look at that specific subject, the vetting of the interpreters? You don't think it's going to actually happen, and you don't think their necks are going to be saved?
No. We talk a good game about it. It's all words. It's just not going to happen. It just can't logistically happen. The amount of people that's involved with, and people are going to slip through the cracks. So there's going to be reports of that in the future. The question is whether or not the Taliban is going to go after those folks. And I think U.S. Embassy might be safe. I don't think you're going to see a complete Saigon situation where we're going to, you know, escape from helicopter roofs there, and whether or not they want to go after them. But it's going to happen. And the number we're talking about is just too big of a logistical challenge. There's more people in that group than there are soldiers that are there to try to get out of there in the next 2 months. So, and their family. So it's just not going to happen. And it's an unfortunate thing that we should have planned for a long time ago.
God, I would say so. So How do we go into another country and get people to help us if we leave these interpreters behind to be killed, maybe along with their families?
Yeah, I think we're out of countries that we're going to go into and have that situation. If we haven't learned from this one, again, I just don't know what else to say here. We saw, you know, this is Vietnam in some ways over and over, except we didn't have 150 body bags coming back every week. We just don't seem to learn our mistakes here from these kinds of interactions. I really don't see us doing it, I think, in the next few years, regardless of administration. Now, the question is how, you know, what does China do? Is China become more bellicose in the South China Sea? We saw the comments by their leader the other day. I mean, they're talking about, you know, smashing heads and things like that. So, the military is going to have to kind of regroup here and kind of figure out what's the Army's mission going forward. First of all, we know the Navy's going to project power. I just think the days, as Dick Cheney, I think, said about 15 years ago, the days of us occupying countries with the intent of trying to deliver democracy and capitalism are just over.
Well, good. Before we move on to China and geopolitics in general, one more thought on Afghanistan. I was a little surprised that, you know, at some point Biden or Trump or somebody didn't say, look, it's not a war anymore. It's a strategically important part of the globe, so we're going to have a big old base there, so we're ready to move when we need to. Why not a statement that straightforward, or do you think the geopolitical need isn't that strong?
Yeah, I think two reasons. First of all, our messaging has been awful when it's come to Afghanistan, and you know, we're out September 11th. Looks like we're going to be out here in 2 weeks for all practical purposes. The commander there, Scotty Miller, is someone that knew the mission from the beginning, didn't have a timetable. So I think that was the first thing. But I think the second reason is because we've just built this over-the-horizon standoff military now where we don't feel that we need logistical bases in places like this. I think we're going to be proven wrong. I think that would have been a great idea to keep this air base and keep these kind of lily pads that exist either in the ocean or in certain land masses, because we'd have no friends now in that part of the world. We don't have any in Pakistan. We're not doing anything, obviously, in India and the like. And Diego Garcia is a long ways away, and we still have B-52s there. I think again, you know, we've built this over-the-horizon military with drones, and we're taking the human element out of it, and I think that's how we say we're going to defend. I think it's going to prove to be foolhardy when it comes to strategic things that are going to take place in the future, and we're going to need to put people on the ground.
Boy, that's troubling. But in general, is this pivot that Barack Obama talked about and kind of started and then Trump kind of continued, it's amazing how slow it is. So you think this is the right thing to do? Let's stop talking about these sand countries. We produce our own oil now. And let's look at the real threat to the future, like the next 100 years, China. So that general pivot of our attention, you think is a good idea?
It is. It's overdue. And I think, given this century, the question is this another American century, or does it become the century of the Chinese and those, some of those countries and how, what's Russia's role in that? You look at the South China Sea, our Navy's going to continue to project power. For some reason, we're now screwing around in the Black Sea with Russia trying to, you know, bring up Ukraine too. That's another issue that's come up on this week and here. But really, the focus, I think, everybody I talked to in the Pentagon, I talked to a good friend of mine the other day, he's actually back at the Armed Services Committee, the Senate Armed Services Committee, back in the desk, and he's back at the China desk. And I'm just glad he's there because he's a smart guy, and he says that's exactly where our focus has got to be, at least for the next 4 years. Build up enough military presence there that projects enough power that the Chinese don't want to do anything that will upset the trade balance and upset what will be the world economy, and that's what's at risk right now.
Military analyst Mike Lyons on the line. Mike, I realize you could probably write a 700-page book about this question, the answer to the question, but compare and contrast China and the U.S. in terms of military hardware and also in terms of trainingness, actual battle experience, adaptability. How do the two forces compare?
Well, so the last two wars, the U.S. came prepared, I thought, both Desert Storm and then in Afghanistan and the run-up in Iraq. And what I mean by that is we didn't have what was called the Task Force Smith, and that took place in Korea during the Korean War when the military was just unprepared after the Second World War. So the military has learned its lesson about preparedness and being ready to go right away out of the gate. The question is, how much hardware now do we have comparative to the Chinese? The Chinese still don't really have this great navy. They have one aircraft carrier. They project power in some ways. but they have a much larger land force. They have much more mass, let's say, and much more equipment. And I just don't see us facing off in that realm anyway. But I do think the days of the U.S. military being not prepared are over, and in some ways that's always going to be a good thing. And if as long as we fight ferociously and fight the way that we're trained to do, I think we'll be okay once should something arise, either on in Eastern Europe, let's say, with the Russians, or either somewhere in China, in the South China Sea.
Interesting stuff, Mike. Always come away from these conversations wishing we could talk all day, but maybe we'll invite you on for a podcast for a more extended conversation soon.
Love to, guys. Whatever it takes. I think there's a lot going on in the world right now, for sure.
Yeah, I'd say.
Talking about.
Amen to that. Mike Lyons, thanks so much for the time. Really interesting.
America's so-called longest war is going to be just a blip in the history books, if ever talked about at all. 20 years there, all that money. Luckily, not too many lives, but, you know, if it's a loved one of yours, it's obviously a very huge deal. But, and you know, outside of the first couple of years where we broke up the guys that attacked New York, what? It's just amazing the momentum of these projects. And, Mike, what he said there at the very beginning, the military-industrial complex wanted to test some more equipment.
Right, right. You know, the really distressing part of it to me is what we've brought up a couple of times through the years. The messaging to the American people has to be so oversimplified to the point of being stupid that our leaders either can't or feel like they can't level with us and say, look, you know, it stopped being a war a long time ago. Now we're just trying to prop up this government till they're strong enough to stand on their own. It's not looking great. We're going to stick with it for another 6 months. If it doesn't work, we're out. We're going to keep a base there because the region's super important. Pakistan is a bunch of maniacs with nuclear arms, and they're right next door. And if we need to jump from there, it's a good place to jump from. That's not that complicated. But no, it's our longest war. You know, come on. I don't, you know, plenty of you are that stupid. Not you, not our audience, the American people. But you're not. You folks, you're obviously brilliant. But come on, do we have to dumb down our messaging that much?
I have been saying this for years with Democrats and Republicans. I don't think you're going to take the political hit you're worried about if you get out of Afghanistan, if you say what Joe just said. I don't think your poll numbers are going to crash. I don't think anybody's going to run against you on that. Nobody's paying any attention. They're going to say, okay, that's interesting. What about, you know, homeless or schools or whatever issue they care about? Nobody's talking about Afghanistan.
Yeah, you're probably right in this case. I was going to say somebody will run against you and say, look at him, he's cutting and running. But even that is so tired at this point. You're right. No, I agree with you.
Who, right, left, or center would react to that? Cutting and running from Afghanistan.
And if there weren't so much blood and treasure involved, it'd just be hilarious. Just the stupidity, again, of the messaging. But it's not funny, not at all.
We ought to do a podcast with Laura Logan because, you know, she went to Afghanistan all those years. And have her on to talk about the high point when they had the most miles of roads paved and the most schools open and all that stuff. The high point versus where it is now and versus where it's going to be in a year from now.
Right,
all that
right.
Just completely wasted.
Schools. Back when you could drive from the airport to Kabul and walk the streets and greet the locals.
That was a brief period of time that we paid a lot of money for. We, U.S. taxpayers, paid a lot of money for. And just, it's over. It's gone.
Well, in contrast to the dumb messaging from the government, we have an incredibly smart dad lecturing the school board on the evils of critical race theory. Yet another great example of people standing up for their kids.
Yeah, we need plenty of time for that. You want to do that at the bottom?
Why don't we do that segment three? Yeah.
We got some reactions to Michael got in a car wreck on the way to work today. We got some reactions to that are kind of interesting, that stuff I didn't know. It'd be worth knowing in case you're ever in a fender bender. Nobody got hurt, right, Michael?
No, nobody got hurt.
Well, we got this text. You should have gotten out, yelled, do you know who I am, taken off your shirt, and then it's on.
No, yeah. I'm not going to do that.
That's what I advocate.
Our text line, 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Texting and rolling.
controls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The Big Hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text CAR to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text CAR to 42424 right now. Text C-A-R to 42424. Text CAR to 42424.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-909-8122. 800-909-8122. 800-909-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. And starting on Saturday, June 22nd at 8 AM, I'll be hosting a new weekly California Adventure District radio show. There are so many great things happening in our region, and I'll be bringing them all to you every Saturday morning at 8 AM. I'll have guests from our 12 surrounding counties, including Humboldt, Siskiyou, Trinity, Lassen, Mendocino, and many more. You will be able to plan for a great summer and fall right here in the California Adventure District. Join me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
and Getty Show.
People living on a Cape Coral canal got an early 4th of July show. It wasn't one you could see, but you could definitely hear it.
The dogs were barking, and we go outside, and this guy is screaming, I mean, so loud.
Shut up!
Bottle rocket! That's annoying, isn't it? So quit doing it in the middle of the night!
I knocked on every door in the area where this happened. No one admitted that this... was them. Reporting in Cape Coral. Gage Golding, NBC 2.
Where else but Florida?
That guy, as a person who knows inebriation, that guy sounded inebriated to me.
Firecracker!
Boom! Boom! Pop, pop, boom! It's annoying, isn't it?
Bottle rocket! Yes! It's annoying, isn't it?
I don't blame him. That's a little taking care of business.
Annoying, isn't it? It's gotta. We gotta work that into the show somehow.
Oh, that's good.
Bottle rocket. That's annoying, isn't it?
Halfsies on that.
Sounds a little like Chris Farley out on a balcony in the middle of the night.
Yeah, bah, really. Bah, well bah. Done. Well done, Michael. I'm halfsies on that. Number one, if I lived in one neighborhood where the 4th of July was the 2nd through 7th of July. And they just fireworks going on day after day after day, day and night. And yeah,
it's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. It really was. On the other hand, it's a little rude. You're waking up people who didn't deserve it. So I'm halfsies on that.
So
halfsies on that.
Michael got in a wreck on the way to work. We still haven't identified who's at fault here, but Michael got in a wreck on the way to work. He told the story earlier in the show. Listen to hour one if you want to know about that. But so the police weren't involved at all, and we were, oh, okay, that's kind of interesting. We got a bunch of texts from people. The police will not come anymore unless there's an injury. The police do not come to wrecks.
Wow.
And then we
okay.
got former law enforcement saying, do not call the police unless there's somebody without insurance or there's somebody hurt. Do not call the police. So that's...
Wow, times have changed.
Yeah, in the old days, you always did. But part of it, well, there's a bunch of different reasons, but one of the things is y'all can take about a gazillion pictures. You both have phones, so there's plenty of evidence there that would not have existed back in the day.
Right, and it's pretty much a matter for the insurance companies after that anyway.
Yeah.
I think back in the day, they wanted a neutral and learned... description of who did what and who was at fault,
wonder,
and that's where the copper was on the scene.
I wonder if this is somehow not good news. In that the insurance company, they're going to jack up the rates for both y'all, no matter who was at fault. So the whole fault thing doesn't really matter anymore. They're going to stick it to you until the damage is paid for by you anyway, as I've
right.
found with every insurance interaction I've had over the last 10 years.
It's less about justice than who can get what. You know, which lawyers can get the most or argue the other guy down or whatever. So, yeah, not good.
So that's it. I did not know that. Michael had a perfectly good opportunity to fight somebody if they were at fault, but chose to take a pass on that.
You know, if I was single back in the day, I would have hoped at least I hope it's a hot woman that I hit so that, you know, maybe romance could start. But
maybe we could have some coffee and talk this over. I don't know. Exchange information.
What are you
going to
say? I'm a poor driver but a good lover? I mean, what's your line been like?
Maybe this is fate.
Exactly.
Fate brought us together. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
This will be a great story for our grandchildren. Don't worry. Women wouldn't find that creepy at all.
CRT, critical race theory, continues to roil American schools. And we have yet another parent who doesn't want it in their school. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey guys, there is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix, and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Redding. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's July, and Black Bear Diner is celebrating red, white, and blue all month. Start your morning with two sweet cream pancakes topped with fresh sliced strawberries, our house-made blueberry topping, and whipped cream. Or finish off your favorite Black Bear Diner meal with our California cheesecake, drizzled with blueberry and strawberry toppings, plus whipped cream. Come visit us at the diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding, or order at blackbeardiner.com for takeout and delivery.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. The Battle Creek Bridge crosses Battle Creek on Jellies Ferry Road.
The north side of the bridge is in Shasta County, and the south side is in Tehama County. It was built in 1911, is 152 feet long, and was engineered by Robert L. Reading, son of Major Reading. In 1984, a new bridge was built on its east side because it was too narrow, load-limited, and posted for less than current legal loads. The old bridge was left in place and today is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Orange-haired runner woman continues to be on my television screen a lot, who's not going to be in the Olympics because of her her smoking pot. I don't know if they just had so much invested in her being a giant star, they're going to go with it even if she's not competing or what. But
well, and it's conflict and scandal,
oh, right.
So that's you know, good clickbait.
And drugs!
Drugs! Ah, boy. So, so much to get to, including the question, has China peaked already?
In
really interesting analysis.
In terms of power?
Overall bigness.
Hmm.
Overall potential or ability to achieve what they want to achieve.
Have I peaked in terms of bigness? That's something I'm working on also.
Boy, I haven't, judging by the scale. Oh, boy. Anyway, so much good stuff to get to. I just wanted to hit this note really quickly. Following up on our conversation with Mike Lyons a little earlier this hour, if you missed it, grab the podcast at armstrongandgetty.com. But Yvonne says, how in the holy hell can we let illegals pour over our flippin' border to the south and we can't manage to have some foresight and carefully extricate the interpreters and their families out of Afghanistan prior to our departure? Shameful. I know we'll never fix Afghanistan, but my heart breaks for these people. An exit strategy should be established before we ever enter a region with hopes of a solution. You know, and not only that, Yvonne, thanks for making the point so eloquently. We've been there for 20 years. At no point did anybody say, look, when we finally go, what are we going to do with these interpreters? Everybody's acting like it's a last-minute crunch or there's not time.
Well, we did this with quite a few interpreters when we pulled out of Iraq. Older people have been texting us. We did this to lots of people in Vietnam. I'd hate to sound like those America-hating college kids we were playing earlier in the show, but I think this is something maybe we just do.
Yeah. Well, you asked the question of Mike, are we ever going to be able to get people to work with us and trust us again? And my unspoken thought was only if they haven't heard about all the times we screw the people who did.
Yeah.
It's shameful. It is shameful, and we ought to change it and do better at it. But anyway, moving along. This gentleman's name is Ian Rice. It's funny. I can't remember where this clip is from, and we've been fruitless in finding it. If you can figure it out, you could text us 415-295-KFTC, is that right? How'd that number flit out of my head?
415-295-KFTC.
That is okay. All right, that's correct. I just lack confidence. Anyway, this gentleman was standing up in front of his school board where they're teaching the awful critical race theory, and it's probably worth knowing he is a black man. Clip 41, please.
Hey, my name is Ian Rice. I've got two children here at the Caledonia School District. It's very apparent here by all of the parents that have spoken that this board and the school district is failing.
Mm-hmm.
More importantly, I came here to talk about critical race theory. This theory was never meant to be brought into grade schools, high schools, at all. It's actually taught in the collegiate atmosphere, and more importantly, the legal portion of the collegiate atmosphere, to see different laws through the lens of race. From an ethics and ethical standpoint, right? Not for grade schools and high schoolers. The problem with bringing it to high school and grade school level is that we don't have the educators to properly teach these kids. Instead, they're using it as their own agenda to indoctrinate the kids to hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you believe that to be true or not, the reality is that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just let them roll along. Clip 42.
Critical race theory is teaching that white people are bad. That's not true. That would teach my daughter that her mother is evil.
Hmm.
You already have an educator within your staff that has pulled my daughter aside and said, well, you're a minority, so you know better than to engage in certain things.
Wow.
When I was brought to the school's attention, nothing happened to the educator. Instead, my daughter was brought in, and she was ridiculed.
I'm telling you, there's stuff going on in your public schools, my friends, you have no idea
of. And the denial of it on the MSNBCs of the world is just, I don't know if they don't know what's going on. I have a feeling it's ignorance more than anything else. I don't think they understand. It's just like that General Milley a week ago. I don't think he knows what critical race theory is.
Or he doesn't understand how it's being used on the ground in the schools.
I think a lot of the people standing up for it don't know what it is.
Yeah, well, and
or,
then
again,
you get
like
the,
you said, how it's being used.
Then you get the tribal enthusiasm going. I just read some more about the Washington Post's complete about face on the Wuhan lab leak theory and how they're now attempting to beat their chests and beat the drums loudest to cover up the fact that they aggressively, some might say viciously, attacked anybody who dared breathe that the circumstantial evidence was very, very strong for the lab leak theory. You have people who have such tribal enthusiasm, they will shout down anybody who asks probing questions. Anyway, we'll let Mr. Rice continue in clip 43.
So my question is now, with critical race theory being brought in, what is your criteria to educate the educators? And who are you to educate my children, or any of our children, in life issues? That's our job.
Yeah.
Your job is to teach them math and science. Our job is to teach them about life.
And 44?
I believe racial issues and tensions across the U.S. are nowhere near what they used to be decades ago. Do we have a long way to go? Sure. Do we still have individuals out there that need to be taught? Absolutely. But I believe the people here don't look at me as a black man. They look at me as a man standing in front of you addressing the issue that we all are very passionate about.
There is, thankfully, growing awareness of this this insidious philosophy and the way it's being taught to the children and how it's being used by people who just want to tear everything down and build back a socialist utopia. And what's really frustrating about it is it's virtually silenced the incredible work that's been done now for decades and decades of trying to make sure every single American, black, brown, white, or whatever, fully realizes their civil rights and their and the opportunities this country offers. I feel like that's been derailed by this crazy Marxist crap. And getting back to Chicago, people are getting slaughtered in our inner cities, particularly black people, young black people, and they're not getting educated, and their schools suck, and the rest of it. There's an acute need. The patient is hemorrhaging, and we're arguing about this idiotic philosophy over here instead of dealing with the real nitty-gritty of the problems in America's cities. It's awful.
Yeah, as we mentioned earlier, 100 shot in Chicago over the weekend, 18 killed. 18 or 12.
Yeah.
But 100 shot, no arrests, which is just amazing. Yeah, 18 killed, no arrests.
You know, Chicago is, never mind the Windy City or the town the Cubs rule or anything, it's going to be known as like the greatest wellspring of trauma surgeons on earth. All countries, states are just going to send all their surgeons to Chicago because they know they'll operate on so many gunshot wounds, they'll get really good at it, then they'll import them back in to deal with the domestic crowd.
I'm just looking at headlines coming across. Chinese researchers propose deflecting Armageddon asteroids with rockets. So that's exciting. Sending rockets up to intercept asteroids. I think at the San Diego Zoo. Looking at some display of ancient beasts. And there's the asteroid that hit 65 million years ago that wiped out, I think, 90% of all living things on Earth. And that's what killed off all the dinosaurs. But there
that's
was
a bad day.
That was a bad day. But there was another one that nobody talks about and was much more recent, like 100,000 years ago or something, that wiped out a whole bunch of other species that exist that we don't even talk about. There, a couple of times, Earth has been hit by asteroids where it wiped out a lot of living things. And we don't want it to, wipe us out as human beings because we're smart enough to intercept this. So it's not a joke thing, even though it sounds kind of jokey, to think, hey, we have the ability to see this coming now. Let's do something about it.
The dinosaurs woefully unprepared. Their telescopes were primitive at best.
Completely, yeah, the cavemen. Well, there were no cavemen at that point, but
no, there weren't, sir. In spite of the 1970s children's classic Land of the Lost,
which I loved.
Oh, what a great
show
that
was. What if my kids would like
with
that?
The slea stacks.
Oh, so awesome. They always almost escaped, but they didn't quite make it.
Oh, from the Land of the Lost,
yeah.
Right. It was some sort of time travel conundrum, as I recall.
Really, very similar to Gilligan's Island in that it's so close to getting off so many times.
Damn it!
You just never could quite pull it off.
Yeah. What else was I going to say? Oh, I hope the Chinese experimenting with doomsday asteroid rockets goes as well as their Chinese experimenting with enhanced virus experiments.
Oh, boy. So I tweeted this like the day we went on vacation a week and a half ago. I tweeted out that this is what we've been waiting for. And more or less, it was. The New York Times, with a long opinion piece from a very learned doctor who had looked at this from every angle, and laid it all out in the most detail I've seen yet of what happened. And it's very clear, as I think most smart people know by now, this was scientists experimenting with the worst viruses on the planet, and one got away. Mm-hmm. And then they tried to cover it up with the help of the United States and the World Health Organization, because they were all embarrassed about it or didn't want the research to end or whatever. But as Jon Stewart pointed out, on Colbert, and I haven't heard anybody else point this out, we should talk about this more as a man-made disaster. This was not just something that happened to us. We humans created this.
Right.
The worst human mistake in history. World history. Let's not do it again. And we've done this 7-8 times in the last 20 years, just usually on a much smaller level. But 7 or 8 times, we've let really bad viruses get loose, usually in China, and kill people and cover it up, and then we just keep doing it. Unless we can nail down a way to stop doing letting these escape, we really should rethink whether or not this is a good idea.
Well, they say every single SARS outbreak was a lab leak.
Right.
Which is just astounding. Oh, the other thing in that journalistic pile of excrement that really bothered me, I have it around here somewhere, but I can't be bothered, is they claim no new facts have emerged in the last, 6 to 9 months, but attitudes have changed, and now the lab leak theory is getting fresh new scrutiny. No, there was who did a great piece on this the other day? Maybe it was the New York Times. No, Newsweek did it. Long story about the amateur sleuths who got together on the internet and embarrassed the media by uncovering the truth, going to obscure scientific papers coming out of China, by going into the archives of the Wuhan lab, by examining all sorts of data sets from researchers who didn't tie it together, but they figured out, oh, that was from the cave in China. They did amazing work. There have been mountains of facts that have been uncovered. But for the WAPO, it was all about pantsing Trump, and now about trying to hide the fact that they pants themselves. And they're still not truly interested in the incredible detective work that's been done, in my opinion.
I feel like just on a larger level, without blaming the Chinese or anybody, the world needs to say, no more doing this until we can make sure that we can contain these things. We can't.
Right, we're just not good enough at it.
No, clearly, maybe it's something that can't be done. And if it's something that can't be done, that is, study these things and keep them from escaping, then let's stop doing it. What's the point of preparing for the worst virus that gets loose if every couple of years you release one?
And they're not really coming from natural sources very often. I grant you they do occasionally.
But
Ebola, et cetera.
But at least so far, it seems like the studying for the worst case has been way worse than just waiting for a naturally worse case to occur.
I agree completely.
It's not even close. So,
right.
Hey, scientists, let's stop doing this. Of course, us saying this and other people saying this is the exact reason that Fauci and a whole bunch of other scientists wanted to cover this up, because they didn't want to stop this research.
Right. They thought it was valuable. Maybe they're right. Maybe they're wrong. And they were the people who advocated it happening and therefore were the most aggressive in covering it up, including Peter Daszak, who the Washington Post held up as some brilliant arbiter of all that is good and scientific, even as he was the guy with his hand in the cookie jar. Unbelievable. Anyway, here's an interesting mental exercise. How would the world have reacted if Marco Rubio had been the president, for instance, and there wasn't that hardcore polarization, that whole Trump era fever pitch of
tribalism.
I don't know.
I think we would have all turned on China hard. I think.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's funny, more and more things from that WaPo article are jumping back into my mind, including the fact that they're urging a rigorous examination of China and demanding that they comply and blah, 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 and ignoring their own complicity in helping China cover up the truth and giving China time to cover up the truth. The American media was absolutely the single most valuable tool in covering up the truth of the Wuhan lab leak.
No doubt. Absolutely no doubt.
Nice job, idiots. I almost dropped an unfortunate word into the show, and I'm glad I restrained myself.
USA Today with a deep dive in one of the worst-kept secrets in America, I think, or I thought so anyway, that all those massage parlors are whorehouses all across America and practically every town in America. Maybe we'll get to that in hour three. Lots to talk about today. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Not long ago, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and his team fit me for my very own MyPillow. They also introduced me to their other incredible products, like their mattress topper, sheets, towels, slippers, and more. It's time you give MyPillow a try and see for yourself. Listeners have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and Mike Lindell wants to give back to you now. Get great discounts on MyPillow products by going to MyPillow.com right now and clicking on the Radio Listener Special Square. You'll see offers up to 66% off on products like their pillows, mattress topper, and Giza sheets, as well on new products like their slippers, weighted blankets, robes, and waffle blankets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Enter promo code ICON. That's ICON.
The following is an actual account from a QNL customer.
I'm Jay, and after 30 years and two procedures that didn't work, I was still miserable. So following a doctor's appointment that didn't go so well, I was introduced to an amazing company called Quantum Nutrition Labs. I started taking supplements from QNLabs.com, and now I feel better than I have in 30 years. I'm not kidding. More energy, better sleep. I highly recommend QNLabs.com.
At Quantum Nutrition Labs, we specialize in nutrition that really works. In fact, we founded our company 30 years ago so we could create our own toxic-free, world-class nutritional products without junk fillers. And now is the best time to try our supplements during our July blowout sale. This month only, save 30% site-wide on our full line of nutritional products that really work. Go to QNLabs.com. That's QNLabs.com. And go Quantum.
Summer takes flight at Turtle Bay's Wings of Summer Butterfly Exhibit, open June 19th through August 15th. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil and enclosed garden. Access is free for Turtle Bay members and included with park admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Join us for Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, running Tuesday to Sunday at 11 a.m. and noon. This fun-filled, educational wildlife show gives you a special look at Turtle Bay's most beloved animals. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Are you proud to be an American?
No. I feel embarrassed to be an American every day.
I think that's a complicated question for me. I think most of the time, no. At least over, like, the past 4 years, it's been tricky to, you know, love to be an American.
Halfsies on that?
Like, partly, because, like, I feel like there's certain topics where it's, like, very controversial, but, like, I don't know.
I would honestly rather kind of live somewhere else.
I'm not looking forward to when my kids are in college.
Yeah.
And they talk like that.
I mean,
hopefully they won't have that feeling, because they will have grown up with me as a dad, so they can't be quite that far down the road. I don't think that's possible, even with the teachers. And my son's in private school, so he's not going to hear a lot of that crap. But halfsies on that?
Halfsies on that?
I like clip 55. Let's hit that real quick.
Have you ever considered moving to another country?
Oh, absolutely. I think I had joked about it. I joked, but was, you know, fully serious. Like, oh, I'm going to move to Canada.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the type of person that likes to help people, so I would actually consider going someplace like with more poverty.
Yeah, probably. Would you be willing to give up your U.S. citizenship?
Yeah, I mean, it's not that necessary. I mean, I can still take vacations here.
You're talking to idiots. What are we listening to this for?
This is.
I mean,
God, that's gonna make me insane.
Halfsies on that.
This is America's elite kids in Georgetown.
Yeah.
I mean, this is unbelievable. Some of them are probably photoshopped pole vaulters, but I mean, these are rich kids. These are educated kids. You know, it goes back to my great unifying theory of societies, that they veer from guardrail to guardrail and they hit the sweet spot, but have no idea they've hit it. And so they continue to go till they hit the other guardrail. We did teach kind of a sunshine up your hiney version of American history for a long time in this country. And, you know, it has its role because we need to hang together. And there's nothing wrong with everybody being excited about and proud of their country. It's necessary to defend it because we did face existential threats in the 20th century. Having said that, you know, there are some sins that probably ought to be looked at and dealt with honestly.
Yeah,
but we've gone way past that point to now college kids are just taught that Howard Zinn pile of garbage.
I've always said that, and I've believed it, but now I'm starting to think, has any country ever decided, you know what we're going to do? We're going to focus on our flaws. We're going to focus entirely on our flaws so that we can become better. Has anybody ever done that and seen if it worked?
Not that I'm aware of.
I don't think anybody's ever done it before. I think every other country in history has thought, why would we focus on our flaws? Let's focus on our strengths and ignore our flaws and just march forward.
Kids, let's talk about everything that's wrong with mommy. Okay? Or the principal has come to class. I'm going to tell you everything that's wrong with your teacher. We'll focus on that for a while and then let her teach.
That reminds me, my dad always told this story of teacher he had in school who said, I want you to all write down your opinion of me. Like, I want you to be completely honest, your opinion of me. And then she was crying by the end of the school day.
Oh, boy.
What a horrible thing.
That's not a good story.
No, that's terrible.
Oh, gee, money.
Oh, that is just awful.
People are awful. Keep that in mind as you go about your day.
If you like massage parlors that stay open all night long with the neon signs out front, those kind of
places. Hey, I get tense.
I need
a little arm, a little shoulder rub.
Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.